It's time for another fun fact, and this week, we're still not doing Tower of Terror, Jeremy.
Sorry. I understand.
But now, you can't blame me this time, because I didn't pick the fun fact. This fun fact actually comes from our good buddy Facebook Joe, because I'm not putting people's last names on the podcast. We already put ours on there, and I don't really like doing that. So we're gonna call Joe Facebook Joe, because Joe's Facebook Joe. But Joe shared what I thought was a pretty cool fact. Hot on the heels of our Nixon Disney connection, Joe gave us a Beatles Disney connection, which I was completely and totally unaware of.
Really?
Yeah. Are you aware of any Beatles Disney connection? And note that Jeremy, I didn't even put this in the show notes or anything, so he has no clue what I'm about to tell him about. So he can't even pretend like he knows about it already. You can type on Google, but don't do that.
The only thing that I could even guess is that they played at a resort one time.
See, that could be an interesting one, but no. It has actually to do with the Beatles ending rather than the Beatles doing anything together. Yes. So, you know, most people who have heard of the Beatles, because, you know, they're the small band. You may have heard a song or two here or there. Most people know that they broke up in 1970, right?
Right.
You knew that, right? Totally knew that date? Okay. Okay, so...
I knew the time period.
Right. Broke up 1969, I think. Somebody... I forget who broke up when, but basically 1970, it comes out publicly that the band is breaking up. But as with so many things, just because you say you're breaking up, that doesn't mean you're actually breaking up. Then you have to figure out how you're going to break up, which means that lawyers get involved. And so 1974 rolls around, and they're still getting everything finalized. So three members had already signed, Ringo, George Harrison, and Paul McCartney. But John Lennon did not sign because I think Ringo was maybe over in the UK at the time. Lennon and Harrison had signed in New York. But while they were all, you know, in those places to sign, John Lennon decided that he was going to go to Disney World. Because, you know, why not? You just broke up as a band. What are you going to do? I'm going to go to Disney World. So John Lennon actually signed the paperwork that finished the Beatles at the Polynesian on December 29th, 1974.
Huh.
Yes. In his room, which you can try, have fun on the internet trying to figure out where that actually is. You know, there are some people that say it's in this building, some people who say it's in that building, it was in this suite, it was in that suite. And those rooms and stuff have changed around a couple of times since then. But either way, regardless of exactly which room it happened in 1974 at the Polynesian Resort, that is where the Beatles ended. That is where the Beatles died.
Huh. And that's always been the resort that I've always wanted to go to.
Do you still want to go there now that you know the Beatles died there?
I don't know. Now it's just a bummer. No, just kidding. I still want to
go. I was about to say, that somehow doesn't stop me at all from wanting to go. So, yeah, I would totally be down regardless of whether or not that happened. But again, it's one of those things that, like, I feel like that's not common knowledge. And maybe everybody else who's listening is like, dude, you are the worst Disney fan ever because you don't know this piece of information. But I don't know. I've never heard it before. But again, kind of like with the Nixon thing, I feel like everybody would be talking about this or should be talking about this, and somehow nobody is. And I've been to the Poly plenty of times, and I've never seen anything that says anything about it. I've never heard a cast member say anything about it. But either way.
That's what makes these things fun facts.
Yes, yes. But sometimes we share fun facts that everybody already knows, and that's okay too, you know? But yeah, so the fun fact that you can now tell people and make them wonder why you keep spouting off random stuff as you're going through the Walt Disney World Resort is this is where the Beatles died. So that pretty much does it for this week's fun fact. If you guys have a fun, interesting, or I don't know, odd fact that you'd like to share, you can find us on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast, or you can visit us on our website at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, and until then, have a magical day.